I have friends of both sexes who are bigger than me. That is, they're taller, or heavier, or both. This doesn't affect our relationships, although the very tall ones do give me a literal pain in the neck. Are they too big, or am I too small? There is supposed to be a correct size for everything in nature. The scientist J.B.S. Haldane wrote a classic essay showing exactly why the mouse and the elephant are exactly the size they ought to be, and must be, for overriding biological reasons. With humans, it's not so easy. We tend to be chronically dissatisfied with our natural size in all dimensions, even though the differences may be no more than a few inches or a few pounds. Weight, it seems, can now be modified by drugs, but no drug yet on the market can improve our height once we've finished growing. The obsession with height begins in childhood. You must have noticed how kids will try anything to compensate for their frustratingly small height. They will climb on chairs, trees, walls, rocks, just about any high object. The playground climbing frame is designed to cater for this impulse. It feels good to go up. It feels powerful. When the grown-ups say, "Come down, it's dangerous," this doubles the fun. I was an enthusiastic, although not very skilled, tree climber as a child. In fact, I would climb anything and had absolutely no respect for gravity. Until once, while teaching myself to fly, I launched out from the top of the garden shed and forgot to flap my arms. It was a hard landing, and after I'd recovered from my injuries and my mother had recovered from the shock, I didn't try aviation again for a long time. This childish obsession with gaining altitude is entirely rational. We're dominated throughout childhood by tall people. In adulthood, even a few inches of extra height can be an enormous advantage in this world, especially for men. Studies have shown without a doubt that taller men are more likely to be elected to public office or promoted to managerial and executive positions. In matters of love, tall men are nature's winners. Look at the dating websites and personal columns and see how often tall is specified by women as a requirement for romance. Is this just because women want help with changing the light bulbs? Those of us who are the correct height, neither tall nor short but normal, can see both sides of the height issue. We look down on some people, up to others, and we know which feels best, which gives the greater sense of power. Cats are immune to this heightism. They look up at a tall and distinguished person or down at a dead mouse with equal contempt. We could learn something from cats. They focus on what matters. Can you open that cat food can? Will you open that door? Height means nothing to them. We might be happier and saner creatures if it meant nothing to us. This is David Boucher.